Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We got a lot going on across the country right now, and much of it's just being completely ignored. Crickets, right? And I want to bring some of these issues to the light as to what is going on. Folks, I know that I'm broadcasting into 159 cities nationwide, but I want you to remember that when we're talking about anything in particular here in the state of Minnesota, rest assured it's happening in your state as well, because you're seeing simultaneously across the United States of America, the governor's doing the same thing at the same time. And right now, Minnesota's trying to catch up to Michigan because Michigan's trying to catch up to California. And I'm talking about the usurpations and crimes being committed against the constituents by their said delegated representatives. And so we're going to get to that. I got Pam Altendorf joining me in just a couple minutes to tell you how there was mayhem down at the state capitol today in Minnesota and the things that they've been pushing down on Minnesotans. And then we have Ben Dorf joining us as well from the gun rights advocates in the state of Minnesota. And I talked to him earlier, and boy, did he have a mouthful to say and to share with me. So with that said, I told him, Ben, just do me a favor. Just stop right there. I want to keep this for radio because this is really good stuff. And he was venting. And I said, I want you to tell the people what it is that they need to hear rather than what they want to hear. So this is going to get a little hot today, a little contentious maybe. But you know what? It's good. Because Americans, you've been told by the mainstream media too often, in many ways, the things that you want to hear rather than what you need to hear. And if it wasn't true, then why is it that you keep getting caught up to the same and into the same cycle of the same politicians that the establishment has been offering you up decade after decade? Because you get caught up with your favorite politicians, they look and act just like you, they tell you what you want to hear, then when they get in office, they turn on you once again, and Americans haven't figured this one out yet, but we're going to figure it out sooner or later, hopefully sooner than later. And so we're going to begin to bend door, and then friends as well, what I have is I was talking to a friend yesterday, an attorney friend of mine, and we were talking about what was going on in Virginia a couple years back when 50,000 armed Virginians surrounded the Capitol and they let their said representatives know that you're now touching red, you're done. We're not going here. And, of course, it was instantaneously dropped. So let's learn the lessons. We're going to have Phil Van Cleve with us on the second hour of today's show. So there's much to cover, okay? So we're going to take it in stride. But before we do that, if you want to jump online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page, subscribe. Go to SOL Radio Live on Rumble there. Subscribe to that social media platform. Then go over to Before It's News and or beforeitsnews.com. We're on the left side of the page there on social media platforms. And if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ. John 14:6, 4:12 of Acts, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Follow me as I follow Christ, Paul said. The only mediator between man and God, his name is Jesus Christ, 1 Timothy 2:5. And the list goes on. So you get the point. The Bible is the rock upon which a republic rests, and we know who the lawgiver is, and we hold to him. Now, with that, friends, let me hit a couple topics really quick, because I don't want this one to go to the wayside. But did you see this? Today.com reported original mommy blogger Heather Armstrong, best known as Deuce, she's dead at 47 years old. I want to bring to your attention and your recollections, friends, that this is continuously happening all around us. And it's interesting, while we have over 300,000 Americans that have been murdered by corrupt politicians, hand in glove with the courts, hand in glove, friends, with that of Big Pharma, people are dying all over the place, okay? And people want justice, and hopefully we're going to get it, because people are going to come to the point where they're going to say, that's enough. I don't know when that is. Again, hopefully sooner than later. But I want you to know that people are dying all over the place. As a matter of fact, if you look over on social media platforms here, the fully vaccinated Australians are dying at levels not seen for 80 years. See, this is what happens when you succumb to your favorite politician. See, this is why our forefathers said that either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. Okay? And this is what tyrants do to their people when you make void the word of God and you take heed to the voice of tyrants. And you can clearly see what's happening here, friends. We knew this was going down when it was going down. But they're reporting on MegsPress.com that the fully vaccinated Australians are dying at levels not seen in over 80 years. And they have the audacity to report that doctors are just baffled. Okay? Hey, folks, really? The doctors are baffled? No, they're not baffled. They're paid off. They know exactly what's happening. They know exactly what they're advocating for. And the fact of the matter is they need to be held accountable for the crimes that they've been committing as well, because they have been the ones administering the shots in the first place, all the while knowing what was inside of those experimental jabs. So let's not play the fools, folks. It's been said you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all the people all of the time. And then they go on, and it's rightly said you can fool God none of the time. Well, if we hold to the Lord's word and the word of the Lord, guess what? We're not going to be fooled. And praise God for the Holy Ghost, Acts 5:32, who gives us discerning of spirits to know what is true and what is untrue. Because if you go to 1 John chapter 2, verse 21, we have an anointing that abides in us and teaches us all things and guides us into all truth and gives us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. So, folks, with that said, there's a lot going on. I just wanted to throw this in before we start hitting some hot topics as to what this said government is doing to its own constituents. Keep in mind, the people have not delegated this authority to them, but yet they continuously go forward regardless. Also wanted to let you know, too, you just heard during the segment, right before the first segment here, as to what's going on the southern border. And interestingly enough, we were told this week by Sheriff Mark Lamb, yes, I know the president told you that over 1,500 troops have been sent to the border, and I know the impression was that they're there to stop the invasion. Mark Lamb said they're not stopping the invasion. They're making the process of illegals coming into America much quicker. Much quicker, folks. This is what governors are doing all across the United States with mayors. They're alluring illegals in to basically fill positions that have been vacated by them that have died from the experimental jabs. Hand in glove, this has been all planned out, folks, every step of the way. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Spring is in the air, and with the seasons changing and the hope of new things to come, now is the perfect time to visit our store at sonsoflibertyradio.com. At our store, you will find a plethora of wonderful products that will help you seek and save that which is lost. There are books, DVDs, T-shirts, and more, all containing an eye-opening message of truth, along with some brand new items that are sure to open men and women's eyes and bring people to the knowledge of the truth. Plus, by visiting our store and giving to the Sons of Liberty, you are helping us continue to reach both young and old with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. So if you're looking for some products that will have an impact for eternity and help to support us in reaching the masses, visit our store now at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, hold up. Check this out.
Well, it prevails. We are on the motion to adopt Representative Pinto.
Happening at the capital of the state of Minnesota.
Representative Pinto requests a roll call. Are there 15 hands? Seeing 15 hands, there will be a roll call. The clerk will take the roll on the motion to adopt.
Madam Speaker! Madam Speaker! Going to be a long day,
yes,
Madam Speaker.
Did. Yes, they did. It's going to be
Speaker.
A long
We're right to be recognized
Speaker.
On the question.
It's going to be really tough to catch
Madam Speaker, I have
the
floor.
Madam Speaker!
Madam Speaker, we're right
we
to be recognized
on the capital of the state of Minnesota
Madam
earlier.
Madam Speaker, point of order.
Representative Doubt, you are not in order.
Madam
we are
Speaker,
in
point
a
of
roll
parliamentary
call.
Madam Speaker, I had the floor. Madam
you
Speaker,
not
point
have
of
the
parliamentary
floor.
Inquiry.
You have not been recognized.
Madam Speaker, point of parliamentary inquiry.
The clerk will close the roll.
Madam Speaker, parliamentary inquiry. We have
Representative
no
Damas,
you are out of order.
Incredible.
We are waiting for the results of a roll call.
There are 70 ayes and zero nays. The motion to adopt prevails. We are on path.
Oh, my goodness. Pam Altendorf, you've got to tell us, what is it that we've just seen and heard?
Bradley, welcome to another wild and crazy day in the Minnesota State Legislature. The House was back today, and with all intentions, the Democrats, they wanted to get through two big omnibus bills, and we really took it to them yesterday. They started the session at 9 p.m., and what we were doing is this was a early education omnibus bill, and what we were doing was we were refusing to adopt this. We wanted to send it back to the committee. And so what you just heard was Speaker Hortman getting very upset at the end because we had for 3.5 hours were disputing the procedures that basically the Democrats had been going forth with taking bills through the committees and not doing it the right way, not having the Republicans sitting at the table. So in this particular instance, the early education omnibus bill, they met, the Democrats met, there's one Republican member, only one, Representative Brian Daniels, only one member sits on this committee. They met behind closed doors. They did not, if you can imagine this, but I mean, nothing's in practice anymore. Did not include the Republicans. They posted it at 11:45 p.m. to the public and then signed on. All the Democrats signed the bill to pass the committee without ever officially meeting. So the time to meet for the public, you know, to know, was noon yesterday, Friday. So if you can imagine this, they posted it at 11:45 on Thursday. They signed it at something like 8:40, 8:50 in the morning on Friday, and the meeting wasn't meeting until noon on Friday. So we were basically carrying on about the process that the Democrats continue to do without following proper procedures this session.
What we're, you know, again, just talking to the people around the state and the United States right now, because this kind of stuff is happening all across the United States of America. Where is it that the said representatives, and this was brought up again yesterday, Pam, unsolicited by me, but they were asking, when is it that these said representatives who signed up for this position, when are they going to actually call for the impeachment and prosecution of those that are in office right now that are committing such crimes that they are, or even advocating bills that are completely unconstitutional at every given turn. What say you?
I totally agree with you, and I think this is waking up the public. Minnesota, right now, we are, you know, we say the North Star, but we are a shining example of what happens when you give ultimate control to this party. And I want to make clear, this is no longer the Democrat Party from even 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. This is a party that has been hijacked by radical activists.
Of course.
I can't emphasize this enough, but until we as a society, as Minnesotans, and as a nation, understand this is not your beloved Democrat Party, you know, the party of JFK that many people love and grew up with. This is a radical fraction, but this is what we see. This is one party rule. Right now in Minnesota, we have one party rule.
Right, Pam. I've only got you for five more minutes, so I want to make the most of our time with you. You had said the other day when we had you on the radio that there was actually bills that are being thrown into these omnibus bills that were not even being passed by, you said, the other side of the aisle. Now, the question is that what you're talking about, this hijacking that's taking place, that neither party is actually pushing forth these illegal bills on the people of the state?
Well, absolutely. I think rightfully so. The public has kind of, you know, the skepticism of, you know, the whole government process. And my gosh, coming in as a first-time legislator, I am seeing this. This is so absurd to see this firsthand. So because the Democrats have ultimate control again, they have all three branches, you know, we spent January through April going through the committee process. And then during that process, they stifled conversations. They limited public comments. You know, they would limit testifiers to 2 minutes. So they're basically controlling the time clock to get through their agenda through as fast as again. They stifled debate. Republicans would bring amendments to the table, very good amendments, completely voted down. They came to committees with no fiscal notes. And this is what I mean. People have to wake up to this bigger agenda because this is not the process. And I would venture to guess, if you ask most Democrats, you know, people, you go to the doors, oh, why can't the two parties get along? Why can't they just get along? And it's like, if this is not just right out in your face, seeing how they have been hijacked and they have a big agenda.
It's a frontal attack, no question, but I do want to say this again so people don't get confused. When you call out the Democratic parties for their crimes, we do need to understand that they swore to uphold the laws found in the Constitution as those on the right side of the aisle. And again, folks, this is all there to confuse and divide the American people. Pam, give us a really quick download as to the bills that they have been pushing through on the people of the state of Minnesota. And this is happening nationally as well. But can you guys, or Pam, can you actually give a taste to the people in the state of Minnesota as to what they're pushing down their throats unbeknownst to them?
Right. The media is so, you know, complicit here and not informing the public. Minnesota, this legislative session, we have become a sanctuary trans state. We gave illegals driver's license for all. Sat on the elections committee, and we have never seen a more, you know, partisan elections bill get passed, which is totally, that is something that's always been nonpartisan. They do have a big agenda, and I do think people are waking up to this, but it is so important that people get involved, and I just can't stress that enough. This isn't like the Vikings and Packers that you take a side and you never switch teams. When you see a party being so unconstitutional and ramming through legislation in a way that just is not following the rules anymore, we have to, all of us, say, no, we're not going to accept this. We're not going to accept this as Minnesotans.
Can you call some of the people out that are actually advocating the very things and crimes against the people of the state that you're now sharing with us? Can you give us a couple names, please?
Well, I mean, you can... One thing, you know, just even today, there was a hot mic moment of the Speaker of the House, you know, Hortman, Melissa Hortman. What they did is, we were supposed to end session May 22nd. They just announced, I believe it was on Thursday, that they're going to end on May 18th. So they're, again, they're rushing through this agenda. And when all of this was going down, she was cut on the mic saying, and now they don't get to talk.
Yep.
I mean, and so it's just like they have the House, they have the Senate, they have the governor. The only thing we have is our voice, and we're trying to speak up for the people of Minnesota. We are trying to be a voice of reason, of common sense.
But we're beyond that, Pam. I mean, let's quit fooling ourselves. We're beyond that. There is no olive branch any longer. We're dealing with criminals, and you called them radicals. And again, as I've said now two times, they're advocating that which is criminal, and it's transgressing the very laws that they swore to uphold. I mean, when you start handing out license to illegals and rename them undocumented, that's an act of treason, clearly. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. And there's an invasion going on in the United States of America right now, and even in the state of Minnesota just last week, we heard one of the representatives say we need more illegals here to basically take over the positions of them that have been vacated concerning the people that died from the experimental jabs. I mean, it doesn't get any more telling as to what's taking place here. Pam Altendorf, representative, thank you for your time, Pam. I totally appreciate it. Go in there, give it to a man, but uphold the law and let's begin the prosecution after impeachment. I totally appreciate you. Folks, we got Ben Dorr coming up from Minnesota Gun Rights on the other side of this. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
USA News update. The White House is denying reports that border authorities are allowing or encouraging a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Migrants who do not have a lawful basis to remain will be quickly removed, just like 1.4 million migrants who were expelled last year alone. So that's the truth.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the Biden administration is using every tool it has to deal with the surge of migrants in a humane and orderly way. Two top Republicans are visiting Iowa today, former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Trump will be holding a rally in Des Moines, while DeSantis will speak at a fundraiser in Cedar Rapids. Thousands of members of the Writers Guild are picketing outside Southern California studios today, as the writer's strike is now in day 12. Those pickets are taking place at Universal Studios, the Disney and Warner Brothers lots in Burbank, and Paramount's studios in Hollywood. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to add to, take away, 1-866-582-9933. I want to remind the 159 cities that are listening right now that this is happening simultaneously across the United States of America. They're playing off of each other. And I'm highlighting what's going on here in the state of Minnesota because rest assured it's coming to your front door as well, Amos 6-3. Without further ado, I'm going to pull up our friend Ben Dorr from Minnesota Gun Rights. And I had just called Ben right before the show, and I had said, do you see what's going on in the state of Minnesota? And of course he does, because this is what he does. And I said, concerning these red flag laws, what does this mean? So without further ado, welcome to the show, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bradley.
Yeah, thank you. Let's pick up our conversation, Ben, in the same tone and drive as the one that we had before the show here today. Now they passed these laws. Can you go ahead and share with us what it is that they just passed through by force? I just had Pam Altendorf on right before you, Ben, and she was talking about how they were basically being stonewalled by the Speaker of the House, telling everybody basically to be quiet and you're out of order, and then they pushed it through and they got all the yays. Well, the other side had no nays. So she said this is radical. She said there's being things thrown into these omnibus bills that neither side are pushing. So we are in it, my friend, and we must combat this. But as I ask, go ahead and share with us as to what's going on concerning these red flag laws, please.
Yeah, well, let this be a lesson to all of us that when the left gets power, they go all the way to the wall. They go for everything they want. They push it. They slam that gavel. They rule that chamber, whatever it takes to get their laws passed. That's what the left does. But when Republicans get control, you know, they roar like lions in the minority, but then they mew like kittens when they have the majority. That's been the case in Minnesota. That's the case in many legislatures across the country. So we need to be more like the left. When we get power, we need to push much, much, much harder than we have been, pass the pro-gun bills, use procedure to our advantage, and ram this stuff home. But with so far, the Minnesota GOP has been too scared to do that. But when it comes to red flag laws, now this isn't completely passed. It's through the Senate. It's very likely going to pass the House next week. But when it does, red flag laws allow virtually anybody to make the claim that you are a danger to yourself or others with no due process, no proof, no actions on your part, no hearing, nothing. Somebody can call up and say, hey, you know, my ex-boyfriend, my ex-husband, my whatever, I think he's dangerous. I think he voted for Trump. I know he's got a whole safe full of guns. He doesn't like Joe Biden. I think he's dangerous. And just on that type of claim, a judge can issue an extreme risk protection order, and you'll have police officers at your door, unannounced, confiscating, seizing your firearms from your house, and then you get to start the process of trying to get your guns back. It's no due process. You're not innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until you can prove your innocence.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was just going to say. You're guilty on their say-so. And you already know that they've already got these groups. I've been in ministry in Minnesota for 23 years, and they've been doing that to us sporadically as a ministry. I mean, these folks have put my house up online. They've sent bomb threats. The FBI has done absolutely nothing. And you know what? I'm okay with that. But, Ben, when they start including my family, we're going to have some serious problems. So if me defending myself from those that mean to bring harm to my family is a threat to their system, well, I guess they can go ahead and bring it on then. But I guess the point that we're talking about is it's gotten this far already, and we see by which, should I say, the means in which they're using to push these things through is, to me, quite bothersome, to say the least. And to suggest that they can at any time just say, we deem you as a threat, so therefore the police are going to go in. I'm curious, Ben, in the state of Minnesota, and I'm not putting a lot of hope in this, but we have talked about this before, how many sheriffs in the state of Minnesota itself have already said we're not going to enforce this?
I don't have the exact number off the top of my head. I know that there's been a lot of headlines on that with a lot of the rural county sheriffs out in the rural part of the state have said, hey, we're not gonna enforce this. We're not gonna support this. We're not gonna make our deputies knock on somebody's door unannounced at 3 o'clock in the morning and try to barnstorm their place to take their guns away simply because somebody made an anonymous, you know, tip that they might be dangerous to themselves or to somebody else. We already have laws on the books that deal with that. You can already do a 72-hour hold if somebody is making death threats. If you're saying things that are threatening, there are already laws in place that can deal with that. But sheriffs are saying, we're not going to make our deputies go and knock on everybody's door because of an anonymous tip with no proof, no evidence, and no due process.
Yeah, I guess I can kind of feel that one through, but they're going to come in and try to scare them through or to extort them one way or another. But I can see where that's going to come to an end real quick. And here, one of the things that I'd like to add to that, too, is if the politicians want these laws enforced, then let them enforce them themselves. And again, it just bothers me that we're even here in the first place because these are God-given rights. These are not privileges, but now we've seen the state take the position that we work for them rather than them working for us. What say you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, they like to pretend that they have the backing of law enforcement, and they say, well, the Chiefs of Police Association says they support this gun control. Well, Chiefs of Police are appointed by liberal city mayors. They're not the beat cops. They're not the ones who actually have to enforce this crap legislation that they're passing here. So, yeah, if they want these laws so bad they can enforce them themselves. But what they're going to end up doing is sticking Keith Ellison on dissenters and constitutional sheriffs who don't want to enforce this legislation will do the same thing they did during COVID, and they will try to force compliance on the people of Minnesota.
Yeah, and again, you know, the great wonder here, Ben, and I know I'm speaking to someone like-minded such as myself, the great wonder here is why Tim Walz and Keith Ellison are completely there's no talk of either one of these guys right now, but they're more than willing to go ahead and enforce it when it comes to Keith Ellison. And then when it comes to Tim Walz, he'll be more than happy to comply with it and sign on to it. It's almost like the subordinates are the bad guys right now, and people forget who the responsible parties are. And I suggest that what we do, and I said the same thing to Pam Altendorf, because people want to lay the axe to the root of the tree. They know we've gone too far. And I'm talking about their said representatives. They've already gone too far, Ben. It's not an issue of when they do it. They've already done it. Right. And the people have had enough, and they want impeachment, and they want prosecution. And we have provision in the U.S. Constitution to do just that. I mean, when you look at a governor of the state, for example, and not just Minnesota alone, but to go ahead and give license and allure them into the states illegals, and then rename them undocumented, and then give them a license and allure them on into the cities and states on the taxpayers' dime, that is treason. That is the very definition of treason. That's aiding and abetting. And what I see happening here is us being not only invaded, but displaced by those that are invading, and it's our said representatives that are actually handing it over to them as they come into play. As a matter of fact, if you listen to Minnesota, Ben, one said representative just the other day said we need more illegals in Minnesota to take the vacant seats of those that are no longer here. Guess who those people right. are? Those are the people that right. died from the experimental jabs. So what are your thoughts on the prosecution after impeachment here in which is found in provision in the U.S. Constitution? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't disagree with what you're saying. As Tucker Carlson said so eloquently, demographics are destiny. And so we have been displaced. They have moved hundreds of thousands of foreigners from across the seas into our state. They have given them all license to vote, and now Minnesota has gone blue, and I'm afraid it'll never go red again. But I want to be clear about something here. The reason this has happened, and whether we like it or not, we live in a two-party system. You have the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats are trying to destroy our country with everything they have, as much as possible, and we're watching this happen in Minnesota. We're watching this happen in other states. The party that's supposed to be fighting for us, the party that's supposed to be our voice against the radical left and this communist regime that's settling down in our country, is supposed to be the GOP. But what's happened in Minnesota, what's happening across the country, is the GOP is falling down on the job. I laid this gun control passage at the feet of Paul Gazelka and the GOP that controlled the Minnesota Senate for 6 years. They didn't pass a single pro-gun bill. They killed all the pro-gun legislation. They wanted to do deals on gun control. They attacked gun owners all across the state. And now what they did was they disenfranchised their own voters. So now Republican voters, gun owners, pro-lifers, and again, the GOP funded abortion in Minnesota for decades. And now those people are staying home. They're not going out and voting anymore. That's why we lost the Senate. And until the GOP stands up and starts fighting back the way they're supposed to, we're going to keep seeing these losses to our freedoms.
Well, I see many of them, Ben, as being a bunch of, with all due respect to the good things that they've done, holding to the truth here. I see a lot of these dinosaurs, they have nothing to lose, and I think that they fail to understand that they're a part of the same demographic that we are, same geographic as we are. In other words, they're on the same boat that we are, and so is their posterity. So whatever doesn't they, or so they think, doesn't affect them, at the end of the day, it will affect them, and they just haven't realized that yet, and I guess
Yes and no. I mean, I don't mean to cut you off. These power brokers, if you want to call them that, in the GOP in Minnesota, most of these people are going to end up in a condo down in Arizona for their retirement. They get to hop out of the mess that they helped create, and everyday Minnesotans have to choke on red flag laws, universal background checks, abortion up to the moment of birth, these laws that they let get passed here, they're not going to be the ones who have to eat this. It's going to be everyday Minnesotans who can't afford to leave.
Okay, and Ben, let's hit that on the other side of this mandatory break, okay? I want to talk about the people here, as we were talking about earlier. Folks, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we have Ben Doerr, Minnesota gun rights advocate, and we are going to come right back on the other side of this break. Hold up with us, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Ben Doerr from Gun Rights Advocates in the state of Minnesota talking about what is happening in Minnesota, and rest assured it's going to happen in your state as well. But one of the things that I want to do is I want to go back to Ben. Ben, I know that you're there with me, so I'm going to propose this question to you even now. When we look at what our forefathers told us, for example, the strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. Okay? That was actually said by Albert Einstein. And then we had, and I meant our forefathers, those that have gone before us or preceded us in our time. But going back to the 16th president of the United States of America, he said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress." And that, of course, we find at the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, "We the people are the government." And then it says that if we want to uphold the system of government which we have to institute justice. And that guards our liberties. But he said, "We the people are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who pervert the Constitution. Now, you just blame Gazelka. I know who he is. He's a spineless dinosaur. He's been that since day one. And the, as they call him, the right has put them up as if he's some hero of the Republican Party. And I could see him a mile away because I'm a street kid. I got it, right? A little discernment, you'll see right through this clown. Now, with that said, and we can see where he's brought us, only to prove the point in which both me and Ben are talking about right now when it comes to Gazelka. But I don't necessarily blame only our said representatives. I blame the people that allow the crimes of our said representatives to continuously assail us on a 24/7 basis. So let's talk to the people of the state of Minnesota. Let's talk to the people of the United States of America. And let me ask you, being an outsider coming into Minnesota, what is it that you see concerning the citizens or the constituents in the state of Minnesota?
Well, I think that our government is a reflection of the people, right? You know, that's the people elect the people who are in office, and the people who are in office are doing a very poor job. So when it comes to Second Amendment issues, I mean, the members of Minnesota Gun Rights have been the most ferocious fighters and the hardest hitters of anybody that I know of in any gun rights organization in America. So we have stopped this legislation for a decade until last night when the Senate passed it. But we have a major problem in our country, in Minnesota, where the everyday man just doesn't give a crap, or he's not standing up, stepping up, speaking out. And I lay a lot of that at the feet of our schools, our horrendous school system that teaches our kids to not be patriots, to not care about our founding documents and our founding fathers and the principles on which our country was founded. I lay it at the feet of weak churches that preach a weak, soft gospel that is nothing like the faith of our forefathers who created this country to begin with. And so what we have is a whole bunch of Americans whose head is in the sand, who are not getting involved, who aren't making phone calls, sending emails, joining up, speaking up, because they're, I don't know if they're afraid or if they think there's no hope. I'm not sure what the answer to it is, but everybody needs to stand up in whatever their realm is. I'm a gun rights activist. I work in state capitals across the country. Not everybody does that, but everybody has a phone, it seems. Everybody has the ability to interact with their church, with their local schools, with their local legislators or their town councils, and say something against what's happening. But there's a lot of silence, there's a lot of apathy, and that needs to change if we're to get stronger legislators, stronger lawmakers, stronger churches, better schools. And so it's time for everybody to recognize, I think, that the country we used to have is dead. It doesn't exist anymore. It's been wiped out by COVID, by tyranny, by totalitarianism, by weakness and apathy. And if we're ever going to get it back or build something as good as we had, we need to stand up, get vocal, get involved, and start pushing back.
Well, and that takes repentance. Ben, I've never told you this before, but I am a preacher, number one. Number two, I'm also the guy that's seen the younger people that were being subjected to everything and protected from nothing right after Columbine. I noticed that they were the parents were dropping their kids off at the schools and then running from them, especially after seeing what just took place at Columbine. It was okay. They were still willing to sacrifice their kids. But I've done about 359 high schools across the country in 25 different states, and I wasn't asking the devil for permission to obey God. I obeyed God. And with that said, I also noticed that within the church, that was the major problem. They were called to be the moral compass of society. And as John Adams rightly said, when that goes, everything else goes. Well, the church in America is the greatest advocate for the downfall of this country. And it is at the foot of the church. But here's the deal. 86% profess to be Christians. Now, do you think that 86% of the people in this country are really Christians? Because if they were, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we are in right now. The bad guys would be behind bars right now if they actually obeyed the Lord, okay? Here's another point I wanted to make, just to clarify, Ben. 86% of those that send their kids to the public school to be illegally indoctrinated by their sworn enemies, you can't make it up, are professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives. If Americans truly want all of this to stop, pull your kids from public school. Because the fact of the matter is the Bible tells us clearly we're supposed to train up our own children in the ways that they should go, so when they're old, they will not depart from it. Didn't say anything about us dropping them off to our sworn enemies, again, to have them be raised up. Or even the violation of the 10th Amendment through the federal government. The federal government has no business there neither. And one of the things that I'm looking at right now, Ben, and I'm going to give it back over to you, is I'm looking at a lot of comments from people right now. They're all looking for something or someone to blame for what's going on here. But the fact of the matter is, until we come to ourselves and repent before God for what we've allowed to happen and take responsibility, nothing's going to change. Until we change, our households are not going to change, our communities are not going to change, and for me and my house, I want justice. Because if the American people, now going back to the state of Minnesota here, and what's going on in the Capitol, and I'm talking about Ellison, and I'm talking about Walls, if this was any other serf, right, or peasant such as ourselves that was committing the crimes that they are now guilty of, they would have been thrown in jail a long time ago. How is it that they are impervious to the very judgment and the laws that they are transgressing? How is it that they are above the law and they're not being held accountable by the people in the state of Minnesota for their crimes against we the people?
Well, there's no courage to fight them. There's nobody to stand in the gap and say, I'm going to risk my political future, or I'm going to risk my reputation, or I'm going to risk whatever. I'm going to risk my life to enact justice here, to see justice done, and to make sure that the people who are breaking the law are held accountable for what they've done. And your point about the family is completely correct. You know, Scripture says that discipline starts at home. And so I'm a homeschool kid. I was homeschooled my entire life.
Amen.
Never set foot in a public school. My children will never set foot in a public school. And that takes sacrifice. People say, I can't do that. Well, we made the choice for my wife to stay home with our four little boys, and there's probably going to be more. And it was a sacrifice we chose to make as a family to make sure our children didn't get indoctrinated and destroyed by the system that is run by the people who hate God, they hate conservatism, they hate constitutionalists, they hate patriots, they hate straight white people. They made it very clear. I mean, if you listen to half of the speeches from the Democrats in the Minnesota Senate over the last several weeks, they rail against Christianity openly. You Christians are the problem. You Christians, you
yep.
Christians.
Yep.
They're very active in their attack of people like you and me, and we have to be every bit as bold and bolder than they are. We have to get our families in order. We have to get our house in order, and we have to work hard to get our country back in order so we can actually look at these people dead in the eye with courage, with conviction, and say what you're doing is wrong, and we will not stand for it. And it doesn't matter if it's the left or the right, the Republicans or the Democrats.
Yep.
I mean, there's a lot of Republicans making these big, bold claims on the Senate floor yesterday, but where were they when they had the majority? They didn't make any speeches like that. They
was that Lucero by chance? Was
lost.
That? I didn't mean to cut you up, Ben, but I got about one more minute with you. Was that Ben or Eric Lucero that you were speaking of?
It was both of them. Eric Lucero was in the House back when Republicans had the majority. Nobody pushed for stand your ground or constitutional carry. Most of the other senators who spoke have been there since 2016 or earlier and had the majority for 6 years in a row, and they purposely quashed all of our pro-gun bills and voted for taxpayer-funded abortions. And when we called them out on it, they attacked us. And then they act like they have the moral authority to be indignant about Democrats passing their abortion laws. If you're going to sit here and betray your voters, betray your conscience, this is going to be the outcome.
Amen. Ben Doerr, Minnesota Gun Rights Advocate. Ben, thank you for jumping on with, again, a short amount of time. I totally appreciate it. We'll be in touch.
Bradley.
Yeah, you too, man. Thank you. Folks, heartbreak coming up, hour two coming up on the other side. I got another guy that I'm going to jump on, and I'm going to propose it to all of the United States of America, and I want to know what your thoughts are. 1-866-582-9933.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.